Blackstone Audio presents My Sister Rosa by Justine Labalestiere. This book is read by David Linsky. For my agent, Jill Grinberg, who always believed in my writing and had my back when I needed her most. Part 1. Keep Rosa under control. Chapter 1. Rosa is pushing all the buttons. She makes the seat go backwards and forwards, the leg rest up and down, in and out, lights on, lights off, TV screen up, TV screen down. We've never been in business class. Rosa has to explore everything and figure out what she's allowed to do and how to get away with what she isn't. The flight attendants love her. Flight attendants always love Rosa. Most strangers do. She's 10 years old with blonde ringlets, big blue eyes, and dimples she can turn on and off like, well, like pushing a button. Rosa looks like a doll. Rosa is not a doll. She's in the window seat, which means there's me between her and any potential victims. For the moment, she's enjoying the buttons. She can get lost like that, pushing buttons, counting sand, calculating angles, figuring out how things work, how to make them work for her. I'm hoping she'll be distracted all the way to New York City. It's not a strong hope. The flight is long. Rosa will get bored. She'll look for ways to make trouble without Sally and David, our parents, finding out. That's the game she plays. My job is to stop her. Business class will keep her occupied longer than economy ever did. It's pretty sweet. I can stretch out. When I reach forward, I can barely touch the seat in front. Nothing bangs into my knees. If only there were...